This is truly a blessed day in the Lord, for every day is a day of thanksgiving. God has allowed us to yet be counted amongst the living. Despite what you might be going through this morning, God is still a mighty good God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Isaiah 40, beginning at verse 28, the Bible reads, "Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Supporting scripture this morning, already heard in your hearing, 2 Corinthians. You heard 7 through 10. I'm going to just read 10 again. "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Hallelujah. Supporting scripture, John 16 and 33. "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." On the basis of those verses, we like to use the thought or subject this morning: when life makes me weak, God makes me strong. When life makes me weak, God makes me strong. I believe this morning that somebody came to the house to lift up the name of Jesus. I believe somebody came to feel a little bit better than they did when they arrived, because outside there in your home and on your job and while you're looking for a job or whatever you're going through, you get sort of disgusted sometimes and you feel like, I need a little bit of help. Now, you're in the help station this morning. Hallelujah. Anybody want some help? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm not talking about two-legged help or two-handed help. I'm talking about some help that got all kinds of hands. I'm talking about some help that can reach you in your lowest situation. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Oh, don't be scared. Tell him, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to have a good time. Hallelujah. I've been having a good time in this house since Friday night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I got joy in my heart this morning. Hallelujah. I brought you a message that I know something about this morning. Because when life makes me weak, anybody in here ever just felt weak? I mean, physically weak, fatigued out, just burnt plumb out. You just, every time you turn around, it's one thing after another. Somebody know what I'm talking about. As soon as you get one thing seemingly worked out, seem like the devil already got something else in your way. But I'm reminded where Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Hallelujah. Anybody want to take the front seat this morning? Tell the devil he can't drive your car this morning. He can't drive your mouth this morning. Oh, somebody ought to tell the devil, you can't have my heart this morning. Because I come for real business. I come to praise God. Glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Yeah. Amen. Well, amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let go and let God have his way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. There's no harm in praising God this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. It is a good thing this morning to give God the praises. For if it had not been for the Lord this morning, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is a mighty good God this morning. And as individuals this morning, when you look at what God has done and is doing in your life, it sort of gives you a mind to just tell the Lord, thank you. Sometimes it gives you a mind to want to just run for the Lord. Sometimes you just have to sort of absorb it and receive as God ministers to your heart. God is ministering to the hearts of his people even now. And sometimes we tend to wonder or think in our minds, am I receiving anything or how can I get anything with all of this going on? But all of this is what God is all about. Because he is a spirit. And they that worship him, the Bible say, must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we're only here today because one day God decided and created man in his own image. Breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and man became a living soul. We are all children of God. We are without a shadow of a doubt brothers and sisters in Christ. And David said on one occasion, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We got to learn how to get together. We got to learn after getting together how to stay together because the devil don't like it when you're on one accord. The devil don't like it when you're together. He wants to separate you. He wants to put schisms in the house. He wants to divide the people of God so that we won't have the force that we can have when we are united together. But I believe that we have a mind this morning to tell the devil he's a liar. I believe somebody's convinced that some way or another God will see us through. Whether you realize it or not, it's a good thing to be here today. There's a blessing for you here today. Some have already received the blessing. Some are yet waiting on their blessing. And some just don't understand sometimes what a blessing really is. Every one of us in here this morning are better than blessed. And whether you acknowledge it, and you don't have to acknowledge it like your neighbor. You don't have to run. You don't have to shout. You don't have to cry out. But somewhere down on the inside, you ought to be feeling something. Your wheel ought to begin to turn every now and then. You ought to know that I know that I'm not where I want to be. But I thank God I'm not where I used to be. See, where you used to be, you didn't care. But now that you care about your life, you care about your soul, you care about how you treat your fellow man. It is important this morning that the people of God understand that what you do to others is going to come back on you. So be very careful of the seeds that you sow. Many of us find it very easy to sow a seed about somebody else, but we got to understand that every time you point the finger somewhere else, that there's always a finger pointed back at you. Now that the Bible said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody in here have done something wrong in their life. But isn't it good to know that Jesus Christ died for every one of us? When you think about the blood of Jesus, that blood makes a difference in your life. If you believe in the power of the blood, you see, that's what makes a difference in whether you walk around with your head hung down or whether you walk with looking to the hills knowing where your strength comes from. Because everybody in their life at some time or another, you're going to go through something. Every day is not going to be a sunny day. You can wake up early in the morning and the sun is already shining through the window. And by the time you get dressed for work and get on the outside, a cloud has already arrived. And nothing you can do about it but ride on through the rain. Knowing that after a while there is going to be another sunny day. Don't get discouraged about things that you have no control over. You cannot control what God wants to do with the weather. You cannot control other individuals. You can't make nobody love you. You can't make nobody speak to you. But what you can do is do them like you would want to be treated. If you want somebody to speak to you, then you speak to somebody. Too many of us sit back and do the weight game. I'm going to wait and see what you're going to do. You don't speak, I'm not going to speak. You don't wave, I don't have no wave in my hand. Anybody in here ever think like that? Well, you may as well tell the truth. You don't feel like being bothered every day. Even some of your best friends, you pass by them sometime because of whatever reason you didn't have time to conversate. But it's a good thing to love one another. It's a good thing to know that if we just trust God, then God will work things out for our good. He's that kind of God. He's a God that looks beyond our faults and blesses our very soul. Somebody said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I believe they had a reason for saying that, because there were also an old cliche that says only the strong survive. Anybody ever heard that? Only the strong survive. And there are a whole lot of us that think that we are weak. But I come to let you know this morning that you're not as weak as you think that you are. Somebody said that life's bumps and tragedies have made them strong. Then there are those that are so hard and so stubborn that their sense of power of shutting everybody and everything out. But I'm sure that somebody here found out that when circumstances come in your life, sometimes they'll catch you off guard. Sometimes they'll hit you with a devastating stunt. And your first response may be, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Immediately, when you called out on God, God started making preparations for what you needed to do. But the key to that is that after you ask God, then listen for your answer. And after God started sending the answer, then follow through on what God would have you to do. A lot of times we ask God, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. And God starts doing the things that you asked him to do, but he's not doing them in the way you thought that he was going to do them or the way you wanted it done. So you sort of shun it and stay back from it. But when you ask God, that's why you got to be careful what you ask God for, because if you ask him for it, he just might give it to you. And where much is given, much is required. So if you say, God, I want a little more grace, he's going to give you that grace, but he wants you to do something with it. Lord, I need a little more love. Well, if you don't love nobody with the little bit you got, what you need some more for? Just common sense. If you want something from God, then we are believers. We talked about it last week. All we got to do is ask him. And if we ask him and he give it to us, then we've been taught that when somebody give you something, what you say? Well, that's kind of weak, but that's the right answer. So many of us have gotten so cute since God has blessed us to have a bank account. And to have 4 or 5 pair of dress shoes, 2 or 3 pair of tennis shoes, pair of sandals on the left and a pair of sandals on the right. We got 5 or 6 suits in the closet where we didn't used to have but 1 suit. You died, they know what you're going to be buried in because you ain't had nothing else. But we waste God's time on a wonderful Sunday morning worrying about what am I going to wear. Wear what you got. Don't worry about what your neighbor think about it. You just wear what you got, because it's not about what you got on your back. It's what you got on the inside. We must always remember that God knows everything there is to know about us. Every situation that we are involved in, God was right there. And God encourages us that when trouble comes, that he is right there. Remember, as we read in John 16 and 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. As Jesus prepared them for his departure, the disciples imagined that they were busking in superior knowledge of the Son of God. But little did they know that by the time Jesus would be arrested, that they would be scattered. They wouldn't even be with Jesus when he got arrested. He would be alone, but he knew that in the life that they had before them, he knew that they were going to run up on trials and tribulations. He knew that they would be faced with trouble on every hand. So he let them know that when you go into the world, the life that you are living, the things that you are going through, remember one thing, that I am your God. Remember that in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations. In the world, in your life, there are going to be trials to come. There's going to be tribulation. There's going to be some bad, sad days. But God says, be of good cheer. In that word of encouragement, to know that even though I know that sometimes I'm going to go through hell, isn't it good to know that I'm going through, but I'm not always going to be in the condition that I'm in right now. So I can have some joy in my heart knowing that every situation that arrives, God is already faced with it. Everything that you are going through, God has already delivered somebody else from. Everything that you can imagine in your mind, God knows all about it. Living is not always easy, and sometimes the pressures of the world gets us down. But whatever makes us weak, we causes us to question God. Now, as we look here in Paul's writing, Paul says to us this morning, excuse me, unless I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, hallelujah, Jesus, then am I strong. Now, when we read this about Paul's thorn in the flesh, all of us have something that we are going through. And what the Lord was trying to let Paul know was that he couldn't be allowed to deflate any tendency toward exhortation in pride. Paul was a man that had been blessed. And out of his blessings, God wanted to make sure through the word of God that he didn't get the big head. You know how we are? Sometimes we think that we got everything under control. We say that we are disciplined and we've been working hard all of our life and we got this blessing and that blessing and another blessing. And sometimes we get so pumped up about who we are, we forgot whose we are. You better remember that everything that you got comes from the Lord. Every blessing that you got comes from the Lord. And God has opened up doors for you to bless you over and over again. So we got to understand this morning that when God wants us to do something, we can't get the big head. We can't get so stubborn that God cannot use us. He wanted Paul to be reminded that he was still a man among men. That's why Paul had to go through something. Paul said in his word that three times I've asked the Lord to take this thing away from me. And every time God hadn't come to my rescue. But look what God said. God said, my grace is sufficient. In other words, I'll do what needs to be done. In other words, don't worry about it when things began to go rough. I will come to your rescue. He wanted them to know that Satan has no power. For all power belongs to the Lord thy God. Want them to know that every day you're not going to be up. But sometimes in this life of yours, you're going to find that you're down and out. Everybody in the house this morning, you've had times in your life when things didn't go like you wanted them to go. But I'm glad that somebody knew how to call on Jesus. For when life makes me weak, God will make me strong. For I found out in the word of God, the Bible said God knows everything. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, my God fainteth not, neither is God weary. There's no searching of his understanding, for he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, the Bible says he increased their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But if I learn how to wait on God, God will renew my strength. See, we got to let our young folk know that you might be young and strong today, but if you live long enough, your hair is going to get gray. Your footsteps are going to get short. Your eyesight is going to get dim. You're not going to be able to do what you used to do. But I'm glad that I found out for myself that when the devil thinks I'm weak, when the devil throws something at me and think that he got me down and out, when I'm at my weakest point, that's when I'm at my strongest. Because when I'm weak, God makes me strong. I found out that if I wait on my God, God will come to my rescue. Life makes me weak, but God makes me strong. Sometimes when people talk about you, don't get bent all out of shape. Don't have thin skin, but you better thicken up your skin. You better know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God that sits high and looks down low, that God loves you. Have you not known? Did you not know that the everlasting God, he's not asleep now, but last night in the wee hours of the morning, somebody was by the bedside. Somebody was talking to God, saying, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do, but if I can just make it, if I can make it through the night, I believe everything is going to be all right. I need a little help this morning. So David said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy will come in the morning. I found out that when you're going through something, when you're at your weakest point, don't think that it's all over. Don't throw your hands up in despair. But if you're throwing your hands up, throw them up in praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for my persecution. Thank you, God, for my heartache. Because if my heart didn't hurt, I might not have talked to you. Thank you, God, that I'm broke as a skunk. Because if I hadn't let you know that I needed something, you might not have come to my rescue. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I may not have insurance. I might not can go to the doctor. But thank you, God, that Dr. Jesus can come in my sick room, give me my medication, touch my body. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all you do in my life. There are times when I feel down and out. But when I'm weak, I found out that God will come to my rescue. God will start with my head. He'll get my head straight. Say, you better believe that I am your God. God will take my ears. Be careful what you hear. Because everything that say that they love you do not love you. God will take his eyes. And we ain't blind right now. And he might not can see. God has power to remove the scales. And where I was blind, now I see. God can take these hands where he used to point the finger and point at somebody else. And he'll point them at himself and said, it's me, standing in the need of prayer. God can take these legs. He done had them worked on now. But God touched his kneecap. And now he can run again. And I'm glad that when I'm weak, my God, my lily of the valley, my bright and morning star, my joy in the morning hour, he makes me strong. When you get weak, God will make you strong. And when God gives you your strength back, you can mount up with wings as an eagle. Don't you know an eagle is a strong bird? And you can just get that power to soar across the universe and say, Lord, here I am again. I was down, but now I'm back up. They counted me out. Thought I was dead and gone. Said I was a nobody. But you brought me back out. You did something in my life. You took a nasty wretch and made something out of my life. And for that, I want to tell the Lord, thank you. But I found out, folk, that just because you say you love God, that don't mean the devil don't want your heart. That don't mean he won't try you on every side. But when the devil try you, you just back up from the devil and say, you go ahead, shoot your best shot. Because I got my wall of protection. I know who I belong to. And I'm not going to let nothing or nobody stand between me and my God. Because the relationship that I'm developing with my God is that he told me to just love him anyhow. He told me to make my enemy my footstool. He told me that when we can't get along, to just reason one with another. God will bring everything back together if we take our pride, if we take our flesh and move it out the way. And then we step before God and say, Lord, I strip myself down. I humble myself at your feet. I'm nothing but a wretch undone. I've sinned in my life. But I thank you for being a forgiving God. I thank you for being a merciful God. I thank you because of the bread. I thank you because of the wine. Because it represents his body and the blood that he shed for us. And when I think about Jesus going to Calvary and dying for my sins, I can't help but give God the praise. But I found out, just like Paul, that every now and then that the Lord allow a thorn to be in your flesh. That situation you're going through, that's your thorn in the flesh. That sickness you're going through, that's your thorn in the flesh. That problem that seemingly don't want to go away, that's your thorn in the flesh. But if the thorn don't get out the flesh, then what Jesus is saying to you this morning, that his grace is sufficient. So you just take it on with you. Because when you meet the Lord, when you meet him face to face, you're not going to be like you are right now. For that mortal is going to change into immortality. The corruptible is going to be, the corruptible shall be incorruptible. And you shall be saved. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, God can come in and change your very way of thinking. God can turn that swing, that wheel in your heart, and make it begin to turn until the friction warm up some things. And you know, when you start warming up on the inside, it started making a difference in your life. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Some of you that used to didn't like nobody, but as soon as you found Jesus, you start loving folk. And you start telling folk, oh, how I love Jesus. And if you love the Lord like you say you do, why do you treat one another like you do? Feast on that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know where your joy comes from. Know where your strength comes from. Because when my life makes me weak, you don't make me strong. But my God, your God, he makes you strong. Now, I got one question and I'm finished. Is there anybody in here ever been made weak? So weak that you just didn't know what to do? Is anybody been so weak that you almost gave up? But then you heard that small, still voice. And that voice said, keep on keeping on. That voice said, don't give up. That voice said, hold on to God's unchanging hand. That voice said, I will come to your rescue. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Hallelujah, Jesus.